road trip yesterday. Cool. It was so good.
Good deal.
Oh, my goodness. Had the Caesar salad with the shrimp added on. It was so good.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about those car boats, the big boats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in a bunch of gifts of cars.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how I've been involved in them, but most car dealerships have them.
Is that right?
You can borrow.
No kidding.
You can borrow them.
Oh, that's cool.
And just, you know, have it for the, you know,
the giveaway
for the gift day, and then take it back to them.
Oh, wow.
I love those commercials every year, though, on TV, and it's always snow falling.
Right. Those ones on the commercials are made out of plastic, and they're huge, and they got magnets on the bottom.
Interesting.
Anyway, just thought I'd throw that little tidbit out there.
I appreciate it, Derek. You know who else does that? Terry Adams, because a lot of folks lay away stuff they buy at his place.
Yep.
He stores it until Christmas Eve with the big red bow.
Yay!
That's the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime. It's 8 o'clock. We'll be right back, and we'll get this conundrum jump-started.
Former Major League Baseball great Jack Morris is coming to Montgomery to benefit the Alabama Baseball Coaches Association. Thursday, January 31st, it's the 10th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction at the RSA Activity Center. This dinner raises money to support Miracle Leagues throughout Alabama. Jack Morris, 2018 National Baseball Hall of Fame inductee, 5-time All-Star, 4-time World Series champion, and 1991 World Series MVP. The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association is proud to welcome Jack Morris. It's your chance to meet and hear Jack Morris. Thursday evening, January 31st, from 5:30 to 8:30 downtown at the RSA Activity Center. Reserve your seat or table under the events link at albca.org. Thanks to the folks at Wind Creek Hospitality Montgomery for helping sponsor the 10th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Gone are the days of consistently having your carpets cleaned. That means no more pet stains and no more messes. Mohawk's Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet is the easiest carpet to clean on the planet. That's why Prattville Carpeting is offering the All Pet Protection and Warranty Plan that covers all pet stains and odors for the life of the carpet. It also provides that soft, natural feel you're looking for. Just stop by or call for more details. Head to your hometown flooring headquarters at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Copps Ford Road.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
It's almost turkey time. This is your Thanksgiving countdown.
Only 2 days left to thaw out that frozen turkey in time for Thanksgiving dinner. Or you'll be serving drumsticksicles.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
8 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A police officer and the gunman's ex-fiancée are among four people dead in a shooting at a hospital in Chicago. Officer Samuel Jimenez was 28 years old, married with three children.
Officials say emergency room doctor Tamara O'Neill had been in a relationship with the attacker, and pharmacy tech Dana Less had recently graduated from Purdue. Officer Jimenez had been on the force less than 2 years. Police say it's not clear if the gunman took his own life or was shot by officers.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Police in Baldwin, Missouri, that's a St. Louis suburb, are looking for a man who shot and killed one woman at a Catholic religious supply store and attacked at least one other woman.
A sexual assault did occur inside the store. I don't know how many victims.
The woman who was shot was taken to a hospital but didn't make it. Police spokesman Sean McGuire says he does not know if religion was a factor in the attacker's motive or why this store was targeted. It's in a strip mall on a busy road. This is Fox News.
Are you traveling this holiday season? Well, this morning show is portable. You can take it on planes, trains, and automobiles. Wake up with Greg Budell and Jay Scott.
Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Ah! Emily Hayes.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Start by wiping that dumbass smile off your rosy cheeks.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I broke the law, and for that I'm really sorry. I am. It'll never happen again. However, you impound our car. I'm going to be unable to get my friend here home in time for his Thanksgiving dinner.
So stuff that bird and stick it in the oven. Here comes three men and a lady.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game. Hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. Oh, they're going to go all the way.
Bears City Iron Bowl. Oh, it hasn't been played yet. But we got a big Dunkin' and Sun predict-a-thon coming up tomorrow.
Great Scott.
Perfect reaction, by the way. He is here. So is Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And the one and only. Rich Thomas at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Just a few light showers moving through central Alabama into southeast Alabama along a cool front, which is passing through the area this morning. Just enough to get the windshield wipers going. Otherwise, look for clouds mainly this morning. I think by about lunchtime, the cloud bank is moving in through central Alabama as far as the end of the clouds and the beginning of the sunshine. So that's going to be the cutoff. So somewhere around midday, we start to improve and look for gradual clearing and then mostly sunny with a high temperature today, quite a bit cooler than yesterday's 72. I think we reached 59 for a high temperature. You add in some northwest winds at 6 to 13. It's a little cool out there compared to yesterday. Tonight's low down to 38 with clear skies. And then tomorrow, the big travel day, high around 60, sunshine, down to about 39 tomorrow night. Then on Thursday, Thanksgiving, it's a chilly start, but it's not a bad day. Partly cloudy with a high around 60. And when you look at weather in other parts of the country, that is very acceptable. And the low on Thursday night down to about 40. Then on Black Friday, could be some showers, especially later on in the day towards Friday evening and Friday night. Showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms as well. And first part of the day on Saturday as well. But timing is everything, and the storm system moves out of the way just before game time in Tuscaloosa, which is great news because I've got a dry forecast. I've got the rain chances 20% or less, and 63 at kickoff time in Tuscaloosa at 2:30 p.m. Right now, cloudy skies, northwest winds at 8 miles per hour, a few sprinkles in the area, temperature 54 at 10 minutes after 8.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How's your plumbing working this morning? Hopefully no problemo as far as what's going on around your house there. No leaky pipes, no busted pipes, because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, and that's why it's good to know that our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, even if you call on a holiday weekend. They're ready to go because plumbing has to be taken care of, right?
Right.
So they're standing by. It's great peace of mind to know that they're there.
Yeah, and if you have a bunch of family coming into town, you know your bathroom is going to be getting a lot more action than it normally does. I mean, that's how it is in my house.
You know what? You pick up the phone and you call 264-9666 and you tell them to come on out and they'll give you a good idea. They'll tell you, well, we got a plumber coming available at this time. And then usually you get a phone call that he's on his way. It's usually that person or the dispatcher or somebody telling you that, stand by, the plumber's coming out to take care of you. Plumbing by Luke Wire. You know that name because I've been using them for AC and heating for years. And then for over two decades, they've been second to none in the plumbing business. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them. Again, that number is 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Let Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew take care of you like they take care of me. Alabama certification number is 84417.
By the way, we're still ready to get a winning answer on our conundrum. 4 out of 10 people do not know this about their significant other. Their favorite blank. What could this seemingly obvious piece of wisdom be? 4 out of 10 people do not know this about their significant other. It's their favorite blank. 272-9228. Win a $10 gift card to the previously described seafood bistro. Awesome, awesome. In fact, our winner yesterday called up today to tell us how great it was. So it's worth a moment to call us. 272-9228. 4 out of 10 people do not know the favorite blank about their significant other. What is that?
8-12. Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still looking pretty good out there. We do have that one accident at Atlanta Highway where it turns into Chantilly Parkway. Otherwise, everything looks good. Both interstate systems are all clear. And the rest of the boulevard, the rest of Atlanta Highway, everything looking good on the 31 so far this morning. Careful though, there is a little bit of rain in the area. Could have things slicked up just a little bit. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving across the street, but all the jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off. Pearls are 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry. Zelda Road, don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
All right, local news coming up. It's 8:13. Let's see if we can get an answer on this conundrum. Four out of ten people do not know the favorite blank of their significant other. John, you want to take a crack at this?
Yes, cologne.
Cologne. What is your favorite cologne? No, but it's a good guess. It's a good guess. Don't feel bad. Feel free to try us again. 272-9228. The favorite what of their significant other? Brenda.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? What is this?
Color?
She says 4 out of 10 people don't know the favorite color of their significant other. That's the winning answer!
And we're done.
That was too easy.
That was it?
Well, first of all, News and View starts in 44 shopping minutes, so we didn't want to go too long with it. And we have Morning Maroons and other stuff to do in between. So.
We do.
You kind of saved us by being so insightful. Now, does this particular piece of wisdom apply to you?
No.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. You hang on. Jay's going to get you jam up a jelly tie with your Seafood Bistro gift card. Right now, your local news at 8:15.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A prosecutor who led some of the state's highest profile corruption cases is no longer with the Attorney General's office. Matt Hart resigned on Monday. Hart led the case against former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard. The reason behind the resignation is unclear. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another man injured. Authorities say this happened in the 4200 block of Woodley Square Monday afternoon. A second man was taken to the hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical but stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a second shooting Monday afternoon that left a man with serious injuries. This happened in the 700 block of 7th Street. No arrests have been made in either case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thanks, Andrew. 16 past 8 o'clock. It's my privilege and pleasure to talk to you about somebody I've met many times, seen him in the building, Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group, who is a buyer's agent. And in getting to know Eddie, he reminds me of so many other people that we work with that support this show that live to do what they do. Mm-hmm. I wonder when this guy sleeps, honestly. He's a buyer's agent. Now, buyer's agents don't cost you any money. But when you look at the overwhelming number of possibilities when it comes to looking for a place and the pitfalls that can happen, you know, what's a fixer-upper? Are we talking, you know, a little paint here and there? Are we talking about something that's going to be, what was that movie, The Money Pit?
Yeah, I remember that.
This man, seriously, I think he lives with this 24/7. So he's on top of it, and all you need to do is contact him and get him started. It doesn't cost anything to use a buyer's agent. The number is 322-0662. You've heard about the Goodson Group on the radio station for a long, long time now. This is a guy who just out there, he's like your hunter, your personal hunter, your tracker, the guys whose eyes are always open for the situation that is not going to end up being a waste of your time when you go to take a look at it. And again, the best part of his diligence and service is it's free. So call Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 334-322-0662, and tell him, I want you to be my buyer's agent. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, and welcome to the show at 8:17.
Fresh cut Fraser fir Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $54.95 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
near
why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Stupid news.
Let's go. Hi, I'm your stupid news anchorman.
You're not stupid.
And who's you? And talk about yourself and like that.
It's kind of a hard bit to introduce without insulting yourself, isn't it? Anyway, stupid news. By the way, I, like most everybody else in the area, I'm not really paying any attention to the NFL. They did have a pretty good game last night, if anybody cared.
It was a three-pointer. I heard it was
54-51, and it was between the two teams with the best record in the NFL, 9-1, the Chiefs. And do me a favor. Look up the game and see if you can catch the attendance. It was Kansas City at the L.A. Rams.
They called it an instant classic.
Yeah, well, 54-51, that's a barn burner, all right. But I would like to know what they list as the attendance for this game.
It's a real defensive game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. See if they... usually got to scroll down.
Yeah.
Because I went to a thread yesterday on the NFL stadiums at halftime.
Yep.
And almost all of them are barely half filled with people. So they're trying to pretend that there's no boycott going on with the NFL. And right. One reason why the networks don't want to highlight that is they don't want to diminish their product because they're selling it for millions of dollars for advertising.
Things just aren't enjoyable anymore. Everybody's ruined everything.
Yeah, well, they had to put politics in it, right?
Yeah. It's not what it's about. It's about football.
I'm making $1 million a year, and I'm oppressed.
So, Rich, you don't want to take it. I mean, Auburn could beat Alabama. It's a possibility.
I never bet on a game of any sport anytime ever. I'm just not a bettor. I'm just not a person that
I think
bets.
The idea of him wearing an Alabama sweatshirt is so horrifying that...
Still scrolling, still looking through, trying to find it.
Usually it's at the bottom of a box score.
Of the box score? Okay, hang on. Here's the box score. Let me get the box score for you.
I would like to know, because this article that's saying that this is an instant classic and yada, yada, yada says nothing about the attendance.
Interceptions, kicking, punting. It is not showing me any attendance.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'm going to find out.
Oh, baby chickens.
Yeah, I mean, I got to know. NFL.
Fumbles, receiving, rushing, passing.
All right, scores. I'm going to find this out.
So that's a hard no on the bet.
It's as likely as me dressing up for last Halloween.
Well,
I guess that's not going to be happening then, is it?
Lisa...
God, they've got 5,000 statistical sorts on this. Everything except the number of people that went to the damn game.
The attendance?
It won't say.
77,000 fans.
At the Los Angeles Coliseum, which holds about 90.
All right.
I would love to see the halftime photos. Are those tickets sold, or are those people who actually showed up? Anyway, this past Sunday, the teams that suck... Especially, I guess, and most of them do.
The Browns.
Oh, they did fire their coach.
I know.
And who was it they were going to?
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice. Let's get Condoleezza in there. She'll fix it right up.
She's a side dish.
What do we get?
No, he was telling us the attendance.
Oh, okay.
And he obviously had started calling before I'd given the...
The one thing that game had going for it was the fact that both teams are 9-1.
Yeah.
The Rams and the Chiefs, that sounds like a big Super Bowl barn burner for next year, doesn't it? I couldn't tell you. I know Pat Mahomes plays for the Chiefs because we had that story last week about him getting teased for wanting ketchup on a steak.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
In Kansas City. That was such a big issue.
Gross.
Just put ketchup on a
steak. What else do we have in stupid news today? We mentioned the beard decoration with lights. I have that on Facebook. Let's see if anybody's cared enough to react. I think everybody's
asleep.
Or off. I mean, since when, Rich and I were talking about the rugged days, the pioneer days when he and I were kids. And we went to school through Wednesday.
I know.
You're getting 4 days off. You'll enjoy it.
We had Thursday and Friday off. That was it.
Wow. One comment is not even from... It's from our buddy Larry Albert Eakin. Oh, wait a minute. How did I post that twice?
I think Facebook's going through a little bit of a situation this morning.
Yeah, you know what? They suck. That's the situation they're in. By the way, God, they're getting killed in the stock market.
The tech stocks yesterday, Netflix, Apple had their lowest. They're off 19%. They're almost in a bear market. And it's certainly not from me. They better send me a Christmas card.
I can't imagine where they'd be without you.
I bought the new iPhone, the new iPad Pro, and the new Apple Watch 4 all within three or four weeks.
Now, I saw a thing on one of the websites the other day about 15 product flops. One of them was the...
Edsel?
No, the McDonald's chicken wings was on that list. But the Apple iWatch was on the list as a product that was kind of a dud in terms of expectations for sales.
Interesting.
Would you eat a Whopper with 8 slices of cheese?
Whoa.
That just seems excessive.
If there's a defibrillator nearby.
Wisconsin is the cheese state, right?
Might cause other kinds of blockages.
There are 6 Booger Kings in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area that are rolling out a new
Booger King.
It's called the Green Bay Whopper. It's 1 burger patty and 8 slices of cheese.
Really?
And it looks ridiculous. I will post that picture on Facebook.
Have you seen it?
I'll tell you what, Jay, I've got it right here, and I will...
Kind of looks good.
Well, I like cheese as much as the next guy. Oh, for crying out loud, I don't want that. Give me something I can...
Y'all know it's not going to look like that.
It's definitely not going to look like that.
When you go get that at Burger King, it's not going to look like that. It's like, and I'm not just saying Burger King, but it's all fast food restaurants. It's like any sandwich assembly. They put the bun on a counter, then take a step back and throw the meat patty like it's a Frisbee to see if it'll land on the bun.
Do you know?
Then they take another step back and throw a slice of cheese, and then when you get it, it's all discombobulated.
There it is.
It's not going to look like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to look like that. Roll Tide.
Do you remember the KFC Double Down? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Two chicken was the sandwich.
Chicken on top and bottom, and bacon and cheese
in the middle.
The Double Down. Talk about Heart Attack City.
Yeah, that's a little bit excessive.
Whoa! Go to the doctors after that. Why is your cholesterol?
I put that up on Facebook if you'd like to take a look at the Whopper with 8 slices of cheese.
Looks delicious, actually.
But I believe, and Jay, you can check this. We've had you checking a lot of stuff today, and I don't mean to overdo it.
Nope.
But you can go to a fast food place and present a picture of whatever it is they advertise and say, I want mine to look like this, and they have to do it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where did you hear about that?
I work in morning radio. It's my job to know something about everything. But I believe that there is a law, and you can...
I just think that's a bunch of...
How can it look? We all see it. It's never going to look like that, right?
Right.
But if you take a picture into a fast food place and say, this is what you're advertising, I want mine to look like this, they've got to do that.
They just can't
throw it together like some assembly
line. Over 3 decades in television watching them make food commercials... You'd be surprised what techniques are used
to
make things look a certain way.
They'll use mashed potatoes for ice cream because that'll hold up under lights.
About and what to make meat look sparkly and juicy and
different. I remember when commercials for cereal, if they just showed the bowl of the cereal in there, it was actually glue.
Yeah.
To make the milk look like it was, whatever, but it was actually glue.
Do some pretty interesting things
on the milk.
Yeah.
Because once your cereal starts to get a little soggy, if it's got some artificial coloring in it, it turns your milk a different color.
Well, that's true. And besides, if you want cereal that's crunchy, get grape nuts and try it a week later. Put it, just put the milk in a week later. You might be able to chew those.
You might be able to chew. Yeah. Cereal's ready.
Yeah, and then you spend the next week with a toothpick trying to dislodge everything that's... And then you're like me, going for a triple crown at the dentist tomorrow.
Right.
It's like horse racing.
As if Georgia...
NBC live coverage of the triple crown.
As if Georgia didn't have enough problems, now they got a mommy blogger there... Put up a post earlier this week for her kid's 6th birthday... And she said she was upset because his pictures got fewer likes than the ones that other kids got.
No, we're not going to give any attention to that. No. That's just horrible.
The number of likes.
That adult needs to
her become
name
an is
adult.
Katie Bauer, no relation to Scott, and she's getting skewered on... she does have 52,000 Instagram. How do you get that many Instagram followers?
Porn.
Produce porn. I was going to say, post really good pictures.
Really?
Post a really good picture. How many followers do you have, Emily?
12? I don't know. I don't keep up with that stuff.
Full-time mommy blogger Scare Me said one social media poster is the 2018 version of mom's taking their kids and trying to profit off them. You know, the star moms.
Oh, stage moms,
stage
yeah.
Stage moms, horrible. Horrible what you see there.
I have 716
uh-oh.
Followers.
Uh-oh.
She deleted the...
Look behind you there. The start on the stock
market. We're off
to
a lousy start again.
Ooh, ouch.
Wow, 400 at the open.
My wallet Jesus. Hurts.
And it's getting,
I only think I have that many followers because I post pictures of Loretta and Irene, and they're fun.
Let's hope that that is... Last time that happened, it went up, and we finished in the positive.
Yeah, I hope so. Good gosh, I've lost a lot of money this year.
Not me.
Well, yeah, because you just bought, like, five Apple things in 3 weeks.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just on paper, you know, investments kind of stuff.
Hey, friends, if you, as the weather gets colder, mm-hmm. maybe Rich will send another blizzard our way this winter.
Oh, wow. You know what, Rich? If you could just do that before January 26th.
Can we forego this whole betting thing?
He'll cut you a deal. Anytime you see a spot in the ceiling, don't fear the worst. Call Jones Brothers. Get an honest diagnosis of whatever's causing that problem. That's what Jones Brothers has built their reputation of all these years upon, is honest diagnosis of the issue at hand, and then a quick fix. They trace the source of the moisture, seal it, and then they dispatch a painter who's an expert at touching up those stained areas, and you don't have to worry about it again. Generally, in most cases, roof replacement or major roof repair is not the problem. But as your house settles, little cracks can develop in the between shingles and so forth, even in the brick mortar, and water can get in that way. So don't panic. Call 800-264-8009 or visit Jones Brothers online, because their portfolio of accomplishment is impressive. They can do screened-in patios that you can use year-round because of a new material that reflects the heat back into the sky. Replacement windows and doors and more, and it's all on display at one big, beautiful website at jbroof.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No new accidents to report. Everything's looking pretty decent right now. Interstate systems are all clear. The boulevard looks good. Atlanta Highway's cleared up. Don't see anything on the 31s too much. And Taylor Road and Vaughn Road looking good right now. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big green button and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Cloudy skies, a few sprinkles out there, but that's about all. I mean, I think it's going to be cloudy through the morning hours, and maybe by lunchtime things start to improve. At least the models are hinting at that. It's always tough to discern when the clouds are going to break in a situation like that after the cool front that goes through this morning, which is now into southeast Alabama. Gradual clearing later, though, bright sunshine. Today will be several degrees cooler than yesterday. Yesterday we had a high of 72. I think, we might make 58, 59 today, and that's about it. Then clear, colder tonight, overnight low temperature 37, 38, somewhere around there, right around dawn. Tomorrow, the big travel day with a high near 60, sunshine. and down to 39 tomorrow night. Then on Thursday for Thanksgiving, a partly cloudy day, high near 60. Some of the models don't take us quite to 60, but I'm going to be optimistic. And the low on Thursday night around 40. Then on Friday, which is Black Friday, looks like if you are up early, it's dry. But I think the chance of showers increases by afternoon into the evening hours. And showers and maybe a few thunderstorms continue Friday through the overnight hours and then through the first part of the day Saturday before they move eastward into Georgia. And timing is everything. Obviously, Saturday is Iron Bowl, Saturday here in Alabama. And it looks like the storm system will depart just at the right time. So there could be a couple of showers early in the day up there in Tuscaloosa if you're going to be tailgating. But I think the rain chances by game time are 20% or less, with a high around 63 at kickoff and then into the upper 50s, I think, by the end of that game. Right now, this morning, northwest winds at 8 miles per hour, a few sprinkles in the area, cloudy skies, 54, 836.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All right, today's Rich's day to head off to the doctor. Tomorrow you'll be seeing mine.
No.
Way out for that...
Everyone's going to be okay.
For the Greg Crown affair. Sounds like a missed...
The Triple Crown.
Yeah.
I like the Triple Crown better.
Yeah.
It's Derby Days. Triple Crown.
At 8:37, we'll go from crowns to the king of mortgages here in the River Region. And that would be...
That is very cool. Thank you.
You're
That's
welcome.
Why they pay him the big bucks.
Morris Capuano.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, this is perfect... This is a perfect fall day. This is perfect weather. I love this kind of weather. I don't know about you guys, but this is perfect weather.
I had no problem with it. It's good sleeping weather, too.
Absolutely. Good luck tomorrow, Greg.
Thank
you, sir. I hope everything goes well as planned, and I hope that you recover very, very quickly.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
And, Emily, on Black Friday morning, if you want to meet at 6 o'clock for a Starbucks, it's on me.
Y'all, I don't get into that mess.
No. You know what? Today's going to be kind of, it's no one, if anybody's out there looking for homes today, they're very serious. If anybody's going to show their home, they're very serious. And we have a couple of clients who are going to be looking at homes tomorrow. And we've already given them pre-approval letters. So by doing that, they brought in their W-2s and their pay stubs and their bank statements. And we wrote them a pre-approval letter. We said, you're ready to go. They can close 3 weeks, literally from the day that they found the home. So if you're out there looking for homes this time of the year and you're serious, and there's some great buys out there right now, it's amazing. Anybody who wants to sell a home right now and has the home on the market is very serious about it, wanting to sell a home. Anybody who's out there looking for a home, if you have a pre-qualification letter, get out there and get at it and call us at 409-9300. We'll give you a pre-qualification letter and get you on the right steps to home ownership in no time at all. And we've done that before. We'll do it again. We'll continue doing it as long as the good Lord will allow me to do so. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great week. I hope y'all have a great, great Thanksgiving. Are you guys traveling or what are you guys doing? Anybody out
there?
We're
all staying in town.
Going long distances? All staying in town.
Well,
I'll go out of town for the day, but I'm not doing anything else.
Okay, and Rich, what are you up to?
Rich is out.
Rich is out.
He's okay, out of the studio. So therefore,
okay, well, then never mind the Rich. But all right, so you guys have a great, great day. Look, you know what? Give us a buzz at the office. You know, we will sit down with you face-to-face over the, you know, either face-to-face or over the telephone, we'll answer the questions you've got. There are no ridiculous questions in this business. Ask the questions. We'll answer them for you.
That's 409-9300. Nobody works harder than this man. He lives to get you in a new home and to hand you those keys. Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank, 409-9300. They're an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 402-669.
And thank you. Yes, go ahead. I'm
thankful for your support on the show, Morris.
Hey, thank you. And so when are you going to put out the Duncan Predictive Fund? Is that tomorrow morning?
That'll be up tomorrow morning and up all the way through kickoff time on Saturday at 2:30.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, good luck, everybody, and have a great Thanksgiving. Safe travels if you're traveling, and y'all make it a great, great extended weekend. All right, thanks, guys.
You too.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Best of the family.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another man injured. Authorities say this happened in the 4200 block of Woodley Square Monday afternoon. A second man was taken to the hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical but stable condition. Montgomery police are also investigating a second shooting Monday afternoon that left a man with serious injuries. This happened in the 700 block of 7th Street. No arrests have been made in either case. And a prosecutor who led some of the state's highest profile corruption cases is no longer with the Attorney General's office. Matt Hart resigned on Monday. Hart led the case against former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard. The reason for his resignation is unclear. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
More mashed potatoes, Uncle Dan? Hello, Dan? Oh, no! He's in a food coma!
Remain calm, everyone. I'm trained in CPR, complete pig-out resuscitation. First, somebody loosen his belt by two notches.
He's not responding.
Then unbutton his pants. What's that in his beard?
Pumpkin pie, sweet potatoes, and a cocktail onion.
Leave them. We're in triage mode. Move him in front of the TV for when he comes to. He can't have any excitement, so make sure the Lions game is on.
Oh, thanks, mister. You saved Dan's life.
My pleasure, ma'am. Make sure you know how to handle a food coma, or your fate could be worse than that bird over there.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Pepper Tree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll make you anything you can dream of, Marguerite's. But we really want to brag about the Christmas specials we have. They're as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're talking about a diamond solitaire necklace, white, yellow, rose gold for $100, diamond earrings bezel for $200, or a triple bezel necklace for just $300. Whatever you dream of, we have it at Marguerite's. We have the diamonds, we have the gold, and we certainly have the experience. Come see us. Thank you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pass the gravy.
I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's pass like a desert gravy in my mouth.
Pass the gravy. The gravy
around my meat, I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you.
All the Thanksgiving classics all the time. News Talk 93.1 FM. All right. WACV, we're richless till 9.
No.
But tomorrow morning, man, it's quadruple header BLTs.
Yes.
BLTs.
What does that mean?
Quadruple header?
Yeah.
Quadruple header, yes.
What does that
You're
mean?
You're making four of them?
No, that means they're going to be, you'll see. You'll see in the morning. Come in hungry. That's all I'm going to tell you. Can we get to former Secretary of State and failed presidential sure. candidate Jean Guérin?
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
He wants to run in 2020. You should get a Maroon nominee just for that. These are your morning Maroon nominees.
Does he really?
That's what he's hinted at, but who knows? They're all crackpots.
He did have some work done, so he doesn't look as grim reaper-y, you know what, as he used to.
He looks like Mr. Potato Head. Mashed Potato Head. Somebody just put... He doesn't look anything like he used to. It was not... You think somebody who's married to the Heinz 57 fortune could get a good place? He must have gone to Joe's Discount Nose Jobs.
And I don't want to say someone...
Honest to God, he looks... Or that place that does new teeth.
Tom's Rhinoplasty.
Out south for about $150.
And I don't want to say that somebody who has had bad plastic surgery doesn't have a sharp brain, but he's just...
You know who? And they finally called him out on it now that the election is over.
Uh-huh.
Bill Nelson, the guy that was running for Senate from Florida.
He looks like the Grim Reaper, too.
I mean, honestly, it looked like he had his face upholstered by new skin. It just doesn't look good. I mean... I've had a little work done, can you tell?
I mean, I've only ever known you like this. So, you look fantastic.
But you can't tell that I had... And there's little things you can have done without having somebody cut an incision in the top of your head and pull everything up so you don't look like Nelson does. Anyway...
You sure is ugly.
Well, that part they can't fix. I mean,
What are you chuckling about?
What I am.
That? You chuckling about that?
That, yeah.
All right, our first nominee, guess what state?
Maryland.
Yep.
Oh, gracious.
Maryland, Florida. Actually, Daytona Beach.
No.
A couple of cops named Joe Evans and Courtney Woollyhan.
Dang it, Joe and Courtney.
Got Woollyhan? An assignment this past Saturday night to escort Santa and Mrs. Claus to a Christmas tree lighting ceremony at an outlet mall. So they took the couple to the mall, took some pictures, headed back to their car. When they got to the lot, they spotted some people trying to steal a tire from a car. And when they searched their car, they found they had just shoplifted stuff from six different stores at the mall. So the cops, who were only there to provide a ceremonial police escort for Santa, wound up arresting three adults and an 18-year-old. You don't mess with Santa's pals. So that's a group nominee. This astonishes me because I know a little bit about the amounts of alcohol that can kill you. 0.40 can be fatal. I mean, it's just more, that's called alcohol toxemia, and that can be enough. police in, guess what state?
Maryland.
Yeah. Once again, back to Maryland, Florida, in Pinellas County, pulled over 50-year-old Ricardo Portillo Gonzalez Sunday afternoon after getting several calls from people who observed him driving in what appeared to be an inebriated fashion. They breathalyzed him. I'll give you a guess. What do you think he blew? .40 is fatal. What do you think he blew?
.40 is fatal. Let's go
.57.
I was going to say .6.
All right. And the winning answer goes to Jay Scott. .66.
Whoa.
Eight times the legal limit. And when they tested him a second time, 15 minutes later, just to make sure the thing was functioning correctly, he blew a .64. So he was like,
wow,
2/10 of a point less. Now, his weight is listed at 200 pounds. And for him to have a .66 blood alcohol level, he would have had to knock about 33 to 35 drinks. That means a 1-ounce serving of liquor, a 12-ounce beer, or an 8-ounce wine. And that would have had to have been 100 hard-proof liquor, too, by the way. Somehow he didn't die. He didn't even need to go to the hospital. They threw him in the slammer.
What time frame for those 33 drinks?
Well, your body...
Are you asking
for a friend? Your body putrefies alcohol at the rate of an ounce an hour. So you can have 2 drinks in an hour, and that'll put you right at the limit. So over the next hour, you should only have 1 drink, because your body will get rid of one, and it'll keep it below level. And then...
Oh, man, I just think back to some decisions I've made in my past. Lord.
And this is a group award to the Chinese.
For Maryland?
Yeah, Chinese out there in Shanghai, Maryland. Ford, the motor company, is having a problem there because, and this is why I'm making it a group nomination for China, they don't like the new car smell there.
They don't like the new car smell?
What?
No, so Ford is looking to patent something that will get rid of it so they'll sell more of their products in China.
No.
I mean, half the joy of having feet is red goo shoes. Half the fun of having a new car is the smell, right?
What are the shoes?
That's red goo shoes?
That is a TV commercial from ancient times. Rich may know it.
Red goo shoes?
Yes.
Goose or goo?
Goose.
Goose.
It was a shoe brand when we were kids, and the commercial, half the fun of having feet is red goo shoes.
It's a clever.
It wasn't very fun for kids that had no feet now, so.
I was looking at
so, who's the dumbest of the dumb besides me for that horrible joke?
I was the one in the middle one. What was that one about again? That was that again in Florida?
Yeah, the guy who blew the .66.
The 66 alcohol. God, I mean I don't know.
At some point you black out. You don't know that you're still drinking.
Could be, but I mean you have to be awake to swallow. So I've heard.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Yeah, isn't that a pretty shoe? It's a red goose, the kind that are half the fun of having feet.
See?
From the top.
You guys think I make this stuff up, and I don't.
Red goose shoes fill the bill.
Fill the bill.
Oh, they have a great come in and select a pair. Director.
Yeah, come in and select a pair at Sorenko and Smith, Nokomis, Illinois.
Wow, see?
I say maroon goes to the Santa people.
Yeah.
How dumb are you when people are paying attention to you like that?
Yeah, especially when Santa's escorted by police.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Ultramaroon is the word, Bugs. This season, give the site. Put it on your wish list. Why not? What a great, ongoing, wonderful gift that keeps on giving. If you're eligible for a LASIK procedure, Montgomery Eye Physicians would love to perform that for you, but they need you to make one simple step, and that's call them at 272-2020. Make an appointment to see the
refractive surgery counselor, and in just a few minutes, they'll know whether LASIK is an option. Now, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK are there for all your family's eye care needs, as they have been since the end of World War II. If you have a Flex spending account, by the way, check out the Flex calculator on their website to find out how much you could save on any elective vision procedure. And you work with local board-certified surgeons like Dr. Swan and Schinner, two of the best in America. That's now, if you'd like more information, you can visit online at this address, onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com, or get through directly to 271-3800.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the new perfume that'll really get things cooking. Thanksgiving. A complex aroma of turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, and a hint of pumpkin pie. Thanksgiving. A fragrance that will make your man loosen his pants and beg for seconds. Thanksgiving. Never before has the smell of Grandma's house been so sexy. Thanksgiving.
Available at Walmart. What's that perfume spot that fake for overwhelming? I got to try and find that.
Overwhelming.
Perfume spot.
Perfume?
Perfume, yes.
I'm going to find that picture of me with Perfume Barbie, and y'all are both going to feel bad for making fun of me because I was the cutest.
I will never feel bad for making fun of
me. What is wrong with you?
Here's Randy Burkhalter.
Hi, Randy.
Hey. Our buddy.
Hey, I tell you what, now the wife cooked up some collard greens and cornbread last night, and that commercial reminded me of that. She kind of knows the way to my heart.
Yeah, that is a, well, yes.
Food's a good way to get there for me.
Well, yes, exactly.
She makes good cornbread. Her cornbread is better than my mom.
Oh,
not only that, but she's quite beautiful too. In addition to all these other skills, Randy, my goodness.
I can say that on the radio because I don't think my mom will be listening right now. And if anybody tells her that, I'll kill them.
So what should we be thinking about? Got the pre-emerge down in the grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did that just before the rain, like you suggested. What else can we be doing at this time of the year?
Gosh, you know, there's always things to do. If you have a lawn or a pasture or a garden spot, now is a good time to collect soil samples, get the soil sample, get it sent off, start working on correcting the pH, and not really